Actually, this past Ben Ismanim, the summer Ben Ismanim, somebody was in Kutzlaris. I just heard a story that happened this week. So a few Simanim back. But we'll start with it. It was Bar Mitzvah. And a couple met by the Bar Mitzvah, a divorced couple. They ended up by the Bar Mitzvah together. And they started, they sat down near each other, started schmoozing, and decided, you know what? It's not better to be married than to be separate. They thought it would be geschmack, and we see that it's not. So quickly they got together, took a tablecloth, used it as a chuppah, rabbi was officiated, and they got remarried. Shalom, what's with Dam Chimud? What's with Dam Chimud? That's the question. Second question is, somebody told me a different story, but this is not a story that I know, so I don't want to say. Somebody, his wife, her husband was in jail, and they get one night every 7 months together. You come at 6 o'clock, they open the door at 6 o'clock, in the evening, they lock it after you and open it again at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was Leil Tefila. And 6:15 was Tzitzik Rehoven. Is there anything that what you could do is be table during the day and come at night? That's more similar to our case. The Maisa Shaya that I know, because I got the question, was as follows. Somebody was in Chutz La'aretz, and they were in a resort type of place, and the whole family gets together every evening, and they have a barbecue. 7 to 10 o'clock at night, basically, every night, the whole family is together. Mortifying. Obviously, if you're going to leave, so then everybody's going to know that you're gone. Shaila, is it okay to be table during the day? Can you be table during the day and come back at night? As follows. So we saw that the Gemara says that one is not allowed to be table on the seventh day, even though Mekar Adin should be, because everybody with Marin was Zivaris, and Zivaris is always allowed to be table during the day. However, Shema Tira, the sister, maybe she's going to be table and be Mishamish and see afterwards, therefore you're not allowed to be table on the seventh day. There's also a problem with Strachbit, the same thing, that she might do that. The eighth day, Gemara says, also you're not allowed to be table. Because even though you're on the first shash, we have a shash and sarkbita, the daughter's going to see, and she's going to think you're allowed to be table during the day, and she's going to be table on the seventh day, and she might be mishamish and might see afterwards. But mainly that's us. Says the Gemara, however, on the eighth day, it's a makom oinus, for example, if there's lions, tigers, bears, or mari, or any other reason why you can't be table, no one got it. Because they close the town, or she might fall into the pits, or whatever it is, then the halacha is that she's allowed to be tevel on the eighth day, not on the seventh day. That's all with regard to being tevel during the day and coming home during the day. However, is machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rishbam, can you be tevel during the day and come home at night? You don't have a problem that she's going to be tirvet sister, and l'chur, you don't have a problem of tzachbita. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a problem. Now, is Rabbeinu Tam talking about day 7 or day 8? That's not clear. The Shach understands Rabbeinu Tam is talking about only day 8. The l'chur and mashmoyis of the tour, the Aruch Hashanah says that's not shot on the tour. The tour is going also the seventh day. L'chur and meduyik and tesis is that it's talking about the seventh day. He says, if you come back at night, you have no shash. That she's going to be in Mishnah. And also, you don't have tzachbita. L'chur and meduyik and tesis is also talking about the seventh day. Shach, learn the mice of Shachlan is not there. The Rashbam, on the other hand, says no. Rashbam says you can't be table during the day, even if you come back at night. Not only that, even to leave the house during the day, so Shaila had to learn the Rashbam, can you leave the house during the day, and you'll get to the mikveh at night, and be table at night, and come back at later? Or do you say no, you have to leave the house at night? Shabbat wants to say, brings down the restraining, that say you have to leave the house at night. He wants to say no, you have to get to the mikveh at night. But either way, according to Rashbam Lachara, you would not be able to leave during the day and come back at night. So now, in this case, what do we have over here? We have the Mechaber is not Mesiachas to Rabbeinu Tam. Mechlal. It doesn't bring down Rabbeinu Tam. The Meir Leshach understands that the Mechaber is not possible to Rabbeinu Tam. When it gets to being Tevil during the eighth day, if there's an Einus, the Mechaber brings it down. B'di'evet, if a person was Tevil, sigh on the seventh day, sigh on the eighth day, says the Mechaber, also let's be lost. However, the Ramah says that she has to be master the tefillah from her husband the entire seventh day and eighth day. The Beis Yosef said it's a chumrah gedolah to say that on the eighth day, if you were tevel, you have to be master your tefillah from the husband. With the evidence, also a tefillah, and we'd be master like a tefillah, but it's a big chumrah theory. Doesn't say yes, it doesn't say no, the mice doesn't bring it down, the Ramah brings it down, you have to be master the tefillah. Now, in this case, when does this woman want to be tevel? Table during the day. Ah, let's add one more thing. The Bach is mechadish that if the oinus is going to continue for a number of days, so then you don't have to push it off till since you're not going to be able to go the seventh night, the night after the seventh, the night after the eighth, the night after the ninth. So then already by the seventh day you can go during the day, and lechera. No, I think so. Because you can't, you wouldn't be able to go on the eighth day. You wouldn't be able to go on the eighth day. So lechera over here, you wouldn't have that case. You wouldn't have that case. Shalom sitter. Okay, we'll leave that. That's not so to get that okay. Shalom sitter. So what? When does this fellow want to go? So if he wants to go on the seventh day, so then lechera you have a problem with your sister. The only thing is if you rely on Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam, it's really a svek sveiko. Whether or not you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam, maybe you don't go like Rabbeinu Tam bechlal. And even if you go like Rabbeinu Tam, that you're allowed to be table during the day and come back at night, but it's only on the eighth day, not on the seventh day. Lemaisa Ramaisha is Mekel. He says we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, and Bemela in the bungalow colonies, where there's no mikvah on Friday night, so you let it go. There's really some sefer's matad like this also, in the Pesach Tshuva. Some sefer says that you could go during the day and come back at night. Problem is, it says where you're going to hang out. That was his little issue we couldn't figure out. Sarachin, where she's going to hang out, because you can't hang out by a friend's house. Ramesha says no. You could come back after the husband leaves the shul. Zichr, no, husband's going to leave. Efrat bismaneinu. Right now, Corona, you know that he's supposed to be down with a minion, like a bunker. So for sure he's not leaving in the middle of davening, says Ramesha. So when there's no chash, she's allowed to go home. That's Ramesha's chiddush, even on the seventh day. However, that's only if you go like the kula of Ramesha. Now this problem, the issue is that this fellow is taking his wife to the mikvah. No one else is taking his wife to the mikvah. So he's got to drive her there and drive her back. So you don't have this heter anymore. And the Chora also don't have the heter on the 8th day either. Because according to the Ramah, you have to be master the Tefillah. Even if you're table on the 8th day, you have to be master. So even if you want to say that you have a heter to be table on the 8th day. Because the Ramah says that what's the chash? I don't understand. The Gemara says maybe she's going to fall into the pits on the long of the way. So take a torch and you'll go and you won't fall into the pits. Go up, you take a torch, everybody's going to let you go into the mikvah. It says, Vice Sesh, for Sneas also, you're allowed to be Mavat, you're allowed to go during the day. Church, the Shlomo is ready to be after this. So, the Chorah, Sneas, she's allowed to go. If everybody, the whole family is going to know. Chorah, Sarah, Sneas, she'll be allowed to go. However, you have to be master of the Tzvila, the Chorah, from the husband, according to the Rambam. So, according to the Beis Yosef, Kem Zayin, Beis Yosef says, Zichum Yisrael, maybe you could be Mekel. According to Rambam, the Chorah would be Shver. In this case, you wouldn't be able to take her, even on the eighth day, if you're going to take her, bring her back. The Shaila is what to do L'maisa. Her, L'maisa, Dark Yemaisha brings down, it's supposed to be Tanua on Israel, so in the end of Tzadiches. But over here, it's already Dark Yemaisha brings it's supposed to be Tanua. You're not supposed to go by Mahuma. But that's that, you're not supposed to do something that other people should know, you should make a Mahuma. If they figure it out yourself, that's them, then you should. L'maisa, I only got the question after it happened. And at the end of the day, he went taka, and it was a little awkward, and after 15 minutes, everybody was okay. But lechur, the sugyo, taka not pushed at all to be able to go during the day, where the husband's going to take her and come back while it's still during the day.